Hello, Mark. No, I am Mark Steiner. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. Good to have you with us and staying with us here, 410-319-8888. If the signal's a little choppy here, WEA, you can always stream us online at weaa.org. And, of course, you can podcast us over at steinershow.org and hear everything we've been doing this hour. We're going to jump into the issues surrounding Chick-fil-A here in a minute. On the way there, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on arts, culture, food, design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at UrbaniteBaltimore.com, and of course, Urbanite Magazine is our print partner here in Baltimore City. So the number here is 410-319-8888. We're going to talk about what has erupted around Chick-fil-A that I think many of us know, when one of the owners of Chick-fil-A said that marriage should be only in the biblical sense, and it created a furor. And when that happened, many things rolled out from there. People now accusing of Chick-fil-A of backing a lot of groups in this country that people think are attacking gay people. Some people now are accusing Chick-fil-A of having discriminated against gay people and other people in their employ. And many people are saying this: we're violating Chick-fil-A's First Amendment rights and the right for them to say what they want. And not be discriminated against themselves, with certain cities like Boston saying that we don't want you building a Chick-fil-A here. So we are joined for this part of our program by the Reverend Lisa Ward, who is pastor of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Howard County and a partner with Marylanders for Marriage Equality, Derek McCoy, who is executive director of the Maryland Marriage Alliance, and David Badash, who is founder and editor of the New Civil Rights Movement, an online publication, and has been writing about this for Huffington Post. Folks, welcome. Good to have you with us. We got them all here. Derek, Lisa, David, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Derek, you with us?
Thank you for being, thank you for having me.
Okay, and David?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you.
Thank you. 410-319-8888. Today was a day when people were saying support Chick-fil-A and go buy a sandwich. And then many people did, and some people didn't. So, but let me take a step backwards here. And David, you've been writing a lot about this for the Huffington Post that I've been reading.
Yes.
And there's a lot of backstory for you to this. And just talk a bit about some of what you've been saying that is not seen in the press, or most of the press anyway, from your perspective.
You know, and first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because it's a really important issue, and sadly, it's an issue that, unfortunately, with all due respect to the media, which I'm a part of, it really hasn't been explained very well. People think that Dan Cathy, who happens to be the president of Chick-fil-A, just came out in support of biblical marriage or traditional marriage. A lot of people think that he did this just once a couple weeks ago, and all of a sudden there was this furor. And the reality of the situation is that, I'm sure Dan Cathy and his family are very wonderful people. They certainly have been extremely generous, donating millions of dollars every year to some very worthwhile charities. But they also donate millions of dollars every year to nonprofit organizations whose sole focus or whose major focus is to make sure that same-sex marriage never happens in this country. They support organizations that believe you can pray away the gay, which every major medical organization in the country believes is not only impossible, but also harmful. And they're giving money to organizations who are actively fighting to demonize gay people, to harm gay people. And I'm not sure that the Cathys really understand where their money is going and what these companies and what these organizations are doing with their funds. And we're talking literally about $5 million over the past couple of years. So this is not, maybe for the Cathys who happen to be billionaires, this is not a lot of money. But to you and me, it certainly is. And it certainly can fund a lot of lobbying and a lot of very, very anti-gay rhetoric that we've seen over the past couple of years.
And Derek McCoy, I know with Maryland Marriage Alliance, I'd like to hear your take on this and what you think of the uproar that has happened since Mr. Cathy made his statement.
Well, I think simply, you know, one, with all due respect to your other guests, you know, what you have here is a situation, which is true. Dan Cathy has held his beliefs since he was born, probably, and has a right to those and has a right to his own statements. And I think what you're seeing, and he's made statements before about where he is. He has a you know, the Wingshape Foundation, and they promote marriage. They try and help establish healthy marriages. There's a lot of great things that they do. I don't buy into and or believe, really, the fact of saying that, you know, they support hate groups, or they support groups that want to just villainize marriage completely, or gay marriage, as you may call it. I think what they've done is they've said a unique thing. They said, we want to stay out of the political arena of this. It was clipped out of an interview that he did, actually. And when he was asked about it, he said, guilty as charged. I do believe marriage is between a man and a woman. But that was his personal opinion. Chick-fil-A has been consistently like the Nordstrom's of the fast food industry, if you ask me. I mean, how many places do you go and you get my pleasure? How many places do you go to get that kind of service? They consistently stood for, equal hiring agenda in terms of being able to equal opportunity employment, have equal hiring rights. There's nothing been just, you know, they don't have a different chicken sandwich for other people. They've just served the same consistent product over and over again. But a man has expressed his personal beliefs, and I think what you think is a vitriol, not just about people who support marriage, but this goes into a deeper issue of fundamental freedom of speech issues, where you are now banned or cited against if you have a different opinion than somebody else. And I think this is where this thing is deeply rooted. I was in a Chick-fil-A today, several of them, by the way. I have a guy next to me that's an atheist and said, you know, I'm an atheist. I could care less about the biblical definition. What I do believe in is a person's right to be able to say what they want to say and not get the kind of vitriol that they've gotten about this is hate chicken, this is, we don't want this kind of business in our city, we don't want to see this happen.
Right. Let me turn to Lisa Ward. And Lisa, I'm curious about that and what Derek was saying. I mean, I understand that people who believe in the right of gay and lesbians to marry and are for gay rights in America and support what President Obama said and go beyond that even could be upset by this. But why do you think the uproar with a statement that was literally taken out of a Baptist magazine and not a public statement?
Well, Mark, I really don't think personally, I don't really want to get into the food fight. I think that,
no pun intended.
I think what is important is that people can have public discourse. People have a right to debate. People have a right to have different opinions. And what this is really about is whether we can all agree that people should be treated equally and fairly in the public square. And there are people that are very upset about the fact of what Chick-fil-A is doing, but they need to understand that this whole food fight, this whole fight about one corporation that is against equality, marriage equality or equality for LGBT folk, is just one corporation, and there are many corporations that are for equality, and we need to keep our eye on the ball. We need to look to what the quality of life for all people is, to help people fully participate in society, to make sure everyone is treated equally and fairly in society. And that does include letting people have their say, but it also includes public debate. I don't know if you can call being against something vitriol. I don't think that that's really, helpful. I think that public debate is part of what our nation is all about.
Let me open up.
Can I say something you don't mind, is Derek?
Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
Well, I think it's an interesting thing and a great argument, and I agree with it. But I think what we're seeing here today is and we focus this back to Chick-fil-A for just a second and saying what we're seeing is exactly what you're saying. We don't have a right to have public discourse no more, and that's being taken away and removed from society. And with you have just one company who is just taken out of an excerpt of another publication and what they did in the interview, all of a sudden the vitriol came in passion. I mean, Bloomberg, Mayor Vincent Gray, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and others joined in so quickly to ostracize Chick-fil-A, and yet their hiring practices have never changed, their service has never changed, their chicken has never changed.
Yes, but Reverend McCoy, Reverend McCoy, democracy isn't easy. When people have arguments.
Wait a minute, Jack, let me let Lisa say what she was going to say. I want to get to the phones here as well. So Lisa, go ahead, then we'll go back to Derek.
Democracy isn't easy. We need to be able to have an opinion, and we also need to be able to withstand people disagreeing with the opinion. That is something that we have to have.
On both sides of the aisle, and that's the issue. it's not just a one-sided thing. And I think what we're seeing here today is people that want to say they would like to redefine marriage want to say that's it. Don't say anything else about it. Once it's redefined, you have no longer say in how you think, how you have an opinion about this. People are going to have their long-standing opinions about what marriage is and how it's defined.
Well, right. So it's not, I mean, the Civil Marriage Protection Act in Maryland, for example, has religious freedom totally protected. There is a freedom for people to not agree.
Yeah, we can have another discourse on that one completely, but we're talking about Chick-fil-A.
Well, but no, and we will have a lot of discourse on that. I think that I mean, whether you agree or disagree with gay and lesbians having a right to marry, that religious institutions in Maryland are exempt from having to marry anybody if they don't want to marry them. But that's not the issue we're talking about today. But David DeBosch, I mean, one of the things that people talk about here, then we will go right to the phones, is that, I mean, what is underlying this argument? I mean, people in Chick-fil-A, the people who own that company, have a right to hold their opinions and have a right to fund the things that they fund and they believe in, correct?
People everywhere have a right to their opinions. They have a right to their beliefs. They have a right to put their money where their mouth is. They have a right to do all of these things. What America, I think, just doesn't know is where the money is going. Every time you buy a Chick-fil-A, and quite frankly, I think this whole, as Lisa said, the food fight debate really is silly. It's a flashpoint. It's something that America, you know, has been able to use as a tool to have this conversation. But the sad part is we're not really having the conversation about what the facts are. And the facts really are that this is not about Dan Cathy's personal beliefs. This is not about Chick-fil-A's personal beliefs. This is not about one thing that Dan Cathy said. If you really want to look at what Dan Cathy said, he also said that he thinks that if you support same-sex marriage, you are asking God, you're shaking your fist at God. He's really not just said, I believe in traditional marriage. He's really come out and attacked same-sex marriage, and he's done it in a biblical way, which, again, is his right. But my point is this. If you look at where Chick-fil-A and Windshape, which is their wholly owned charity, nonprofit organization, is donating money, they're donating money to a certified hate group, a group that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has also certified the KKK, as a hate group. They're donating money to a certified hate group. They're donating money to organizations whose main purpose is to denigrate the LGBT community. They're donating money to organizations.
You
know, there's a piece that just came out today. We wrote about it too. In 2010, the Family Research Council spent $25,000 lobbying Congress to not condemn Uganda's Kill the Gays bill. $25,000. The Family Research Council is a beneficiary of Chick-fil-A's money. They get funding from Chick-fil-A. So this is where the money is going. And what's sad is that America thinks, oh, well, you know, Dan Cathy can have his opinion, which of course he can. But if America looked to see what they were funding, we'd have an entirely different conversation, which is really the conversation that we should be having.
So before we come, Derek, before you come out, let me go to the phones and let you have a say, and then we'll come right back to you at 410-319-8888. Deborah in Baltimore City, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I believe it's a great victory, and I'm happy he stood the ground, because if it's a biblical standpoint he's making, then that's what God said, man and woman. And you didn't make nobody made a big whoop-de-doo when he said he was going to close on Sundays and work 6 days, and a seventh day he was going to rest like God told us to do. You didn't make a big deal. It seemed like it's a money game, the money thing. Go ahead, they can pull out their money, but God's going to bless him triple, double, and fourfold for following his commandments. So don't blame him and don't fault him because of his religious beliefs. And you can't say anything about his chicken. He's going to still have a customers that come and go tremendously. And business is not going to go anywhere. But I think he has a right to make a stand on it. And it's a victory for the believers of Christ.
All right, Deborah, thank you so much. Join us here at 410-319-8888. Derek, you were about to say something.
Yeah, I was. And, I mean, you know, to bring this to the point of saying, you have to look at where the Cathys spend their money. Well, that's another point of the argument. The Cathys are people and individual citizens who have made a profit in the country, and they have the right to spend their money to where they want to spend it. If you want to say that Chick-fil-A is funding groups, FRC does many different things, a myriad of different projects around the country and around the globe. And if you're going to point out one or two things that they did and say this is the hate that they're doing, I think that's your opinion, and I appreciate your opinion. You have the right to it. But let's go down the aisle, and I think we can do this. And the reason why people are so impassioned today is because you can go down the same aisle and say, what about the Amazon president? What about Microsoft? What about Steve Ballmer? Let's go down the list of Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, whoever else wants to be involved in the party, to say they want to put their voice, their public voice, their public opinion, their money behind it. I tell you this, even the point of who can right now, we're trapped. Because who's going to use a computer? Well, if you get using Microsoft computer, guess what? We're funding groups that are anti-traditional marriage. Those anti-traditional marriage folks are folks that do not like people that are that are for marriage and for traditional marriage, as we would say. So I think this is the script is being turned and the coin is being split. And what you're seeing is that people do not want their voice to be silenced. Everybody has a right to a public opinion.
Right,
everybody has a right to civil discourse.
So, and Lisa, go ahead.
Yes, everybody has a right to a public opinion, and everyone has a right to argue with that public opinion as well. I think what David Badash is pointing out is that full disclosure is an important thing, and it's an important thing for us in this nation to become educated and to know how we're spending our days, how we're spending our lives, whether we're following in the way we want to follow. There's nothing wrong with information to come out and with people to respond to that information. I don't think we need to feel like victims if people disagree with us or feel that people are doing vitriol against us if they disagree with us. I think it's important for us to understand that we have to have a debate and that free and equal and fair treatment of one another is important.
So, I mean, One of the things that you raised in some of the articles, David Debosh, and I was looking at some of the stuff behind what you were saying. He does have a right to say what he says, and especially with Citizens United, they have a right to do as much as they want without anybody knowing. when you look at the Family Research Council, they were identified as a hate group, and you can argue they are or are not. But some of the quotes from the Family Research Council are things like, I'll just read one or two of them. To give you a sense of what we're talking about, when the leader of the president of the FRC said that gay people are, quote, intolerant, they are hateful, they are vile, they are spiteful, they are pawns of the enemy, that pedophilia is a homosexual problem, that compares gay people to terrorists. He said, I work for the State Department in anti-terrorism, and we trained about 50 countries in defending against terrorism, and in a space where terrorism is it's a strike against the general populace simply to spread their intimidation so they can disrupt and destabilize the system of government. And that's why homosexuals are doing to our legal system in America.
I think it's important for everybody to hear that and to know what they're supporting, if they're supporting it, and to be able to say that all of that is, in my opinion, wrong, not of goodwill, and I don't agree with a word of it. But I need to be able to say that, and I need to be able to know that that's there. So I think it's important.
Lisa's right.
So it's like you, Mark Steiner, that you're doing right now. Thank you very much for this.
Derek, go ahead. Was that you?
This is David. Lisa's absolutely right. And Mark, thank you for saying that. The Family Research Council has also said that they want to make gay behavior illegal. They've also said that they want to have gay people exported out of America. They depict gay people as pedophiles. So you know, Dan Cathy can have his opinion, and he's absolutely welcome to have it, and he can donate his money wherever he wants. But this is what Dan Cathy and Chick-fil-A are supporting. They're supporting I would call hate speech, Americans are good people. I don't think that Americans really like when their leaders or people like Dan Cathy support this type of rhetoric. It's un-American.
So go ahead, Derek, and then I'm open the phones.
I think it's also an unfair statement to now loop. You're looping what you see millions and just scores of people doing today at Chick-fil-A, and loop it all into FRC. That's an improper adjustment and even comparison. I think that's not even fair. I think if you're looking at today, is that you're saying, and I appreciate the words, you know, everybody should be able to have the discourse, which I've said over and over again, but I think what you're seeing, again, is going back to the simple issue. If you want to come to Maryland, if you want to even deal with the broader issue of marriage, when you're looking at redefining marriage, you're not just saying, I disagree with this, and I think it should be defined between one man and one woman for various reasons, because it is special, it's unique, it's a unique relationship, there's no other relationship like it. But at the same time, you're also saying that, well, when you have that opinion, you shouldn't have the fair shake and the fair say in the public square. And
that's
regardless
of
what they do, that's the issue that, and I heard you in saying, we should all have that fair perspective and be able to have the discourse. But and I think when you're seeing with people, you know, even from the vitriol of it, and reason why I use that word, and it may be a harsh word, but even out of the aspect from the marriage issue in California when they had Proposition 8, well, people were throwing bricks in people's windows after that battle and during the battle. You had a bumper sticker on saying supporting marriage, one man, one woman. People did some harsh things. There were many different footage of that, and I would say we all need to evolve on that perspective.
But now we're changing the debate. And first of all, we're not redefining marriage. When women got to vote, we didn't redefine voting. We're not redefining marriage. We're simply saying we want the institution to be more broad. We're saying that we want
exactly.
into this
you
want institution.
To redefine it.
We're not
no.
redefining marriage. We didn't redefine voting.
So let me do this in all fairness to our listeners, and let someone else join us, 410-319-8888. I know, folks, that we've had some technical difficulties, and when you call, you're just hearing some people are getting through, some aren't. But if you keep calling back, we'll get you on. I apologize for that. They're working on the phone problem now. Amy in Hamilton, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I just want to say I really have enjoyed the Chick-fil-A restaurant for all the reasons that that one of your panelists have mentioned. But I'm a lesbian, and I'm married, and I have a child, and I have an equal right not to spend my money there, which I've chosen not to do because of their positions on gays and lesbians and gay marriage. And I also have an equal right to ask my friends and family to do the same, not spend their money there. So that's my comment.
But, and that's, I think, what that's part of what
that's
this
great.
Is. I mean, that's part of what this is people have, or since this has come out, are really wrestling with whether or not they want to support Chick-fil-A and go out and support them, like on this Wednesday thing people are doing to support Chick-fil-A. And we got several emails on that day from people. And people have a right to boycott Chick-fil-A and say, I'm not putting my money there, no matter how good your chicken is.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. I mean, and that's a great perspective. She does have that right, and go for it. I would applaud the decision and applaud her voice on that issue. And, you know, I look at it, you know, a few years back, not too long ago, within, you know, just a generation or so ago, you know, folks in my ancestral lineage would be asking the question of, do we have the right to sit in some of these restaurants? So for me, it's an interesting thing. I think people do have the ability to sit down and have a say in the public discourse, in the public square, about this issue. And it's an interesting thing how it's elevated so fast based on not even a public statement or even public support necessarily, but just out of a generalized statement taken out of an interview and how much attention that it has received.
But and your argument, though, David, we'll go back to Lisa as well before we round out here, that is, it's something beyond that, though.
It's way beyond that. It's not just one statement that Dan Caffey made. This is years and years of anti-gay behavior that Chick-fil-A and their WinShape Foundation have engaged in. So this is not this is not people saying, you know, Dan Caffey doesn't have a right to his religious beliefs. This is not a First Amendment issue. This is not a religious conversation. This is a conversation about treating people with respect, and this is a conversation. I guarantee you that there are plenty of Americans who do not support same-sex marriage, and I guarantee you that if you presented them with a list of 10 things that Chick-fil-A does with their money and what these organizations do with that money, people would say, I don't like that. That's not America to me. I don't think that people should be treated that way. Even if I don't support same-sex marriage, I don't support this.
So, and
I could probably, I think on the other side, you could look at it and say, wow, you know what? Dan Caffey has stood up for years on how to make boys men, and how and the WinShape Foundation with the youth organizations that they've done, the countless scholarships and thousands of dollars they've given these kids that are working in these restaurants and through the WinShape Foundation, just opportunities for education, the opportunities
totally
for marriage.
And we can have that dialogue if we have the information, and the information needs to be brought forward, like what is happening
right.
now in the market.
I'm bringing that forward, just like he's bringing what he would see is the information of all of the abuse they've done. And I think that's a very different picture that's painted to those people that are working in those restaurants who are having livelihood, and what we're saying is people who don't even care about this discussion are working there. And we're saying, let's jeopardize their livelihood because, you know, we don't want to have a public discourse and we don't want to have a say in it. And I do think it is about freedom of speech. It is about what's right and how we can have a public discourse and a say in the public square, because they have done so much good throughout society and even within the lives of so many youth, countless amounts of youth. And we can bring story after story of what's actually taking place.
Yes, but Reverend McCoy, you know, I get the feeling that you, when you say we want to have public discourse, and then you say that you're not allowed to have public discourse, you're saying it because people disagree with you. And that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have public discourse. It might just means that it's a little harder to be in public discourse. You have to be able to be disagreed with
folks,
not allowed to talk because everybody doesn't agree with us.
So, folks, we have to take a break here because we have to go to traffic. What we're going to do is we have another segment coming up that we have to get to as well. But I want to take about 5 more minutes with you all, if you can stay for another, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Come back from traffic. I have one last question. Get another caller in here. Then we'll move on to our section on inner city kids and dirt bikes and the issues around that. So stay with us. We are going to take a very brief break, come back, hit traffic, stay with our guests for a few more minutes, and then jump into our next segment. So don't go anywhere. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. We're going to continue our conversation on Chick-fil-A here in just a moment. I'll remind you as we get there that the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the University of Maryland Hospital for Children, offering primary specialty and critical care for all children, from the smallest babies to the biggest teenagers. For more information and to learn about their specialty outpatient locations throughout the state of Maryland, the number is 1-800-492-5538. We are still here with Reverend Lisa Ward, pastor of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Howard County and a partner with Marylanders for Marriage Equality. Derek McCoy, the Reverend Derek McCoy, who is executive director of the Maryland Marriage Alliance, and David DeBosch, founder and editor of the New Civil Rights Movement, an online publication, who has been writing in the Huffington Post about this Chick-fil-A controversy. 410-319-8888. Sir, we lost your calls. We'll come back to your calls in just a minute. If you call back, 410-319-8888. But here's one of the questions that I was really curious about, because this has been, you know, when I heard about this at first, we talked about it. My youngest daughter loves Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's, you know, and so, and we talked, and so, so it became a serious discussion in the House just about, you know, what it means to eat a Chick-fil-A, and besides the food. And the question then arose, well, as we talked about a little bit earlier, do the people who own Chick-fil-A have the right to say what they want to say, and people have a right to boycott it and say, no, I'm not going to give you my money because what you said is antithetical to my beliefs. The only real issue, it seemed to me, David DeBosch, and we'll go around the room, is a question of, maybe that's not the only real issue, but one of the real issues is that whether or not their Chick-fil-A discriminates against gay people in terms of hiring and firing, or single women against hiring and firing, or non-Christians with hiring and firing. If they don't, then there's no, some people would argue there's no real substantive issue there.
You know, and Mark, thanks, and that's a really great point. There's a great Forbes piece, which was written in 2007, which I encourage everybody to go look at. Google Chick-fil-A and Forbes 2007, or go to my Huffington Post piece, or go to my website at thenewcivilrightsmovement.com, and you'll easily find it. In a very short period of time, from I think it was 1988 to 1997, something like that, Chick-fil-A was sued at least a dozen times for workplace discrimination. So while those records unfortunately are no longer accessible, I don't know what the specifics of those were. Has Chick-fil-A ever discriminated? Well, according to some court filings, it would appear that they may have. And again, I don't know what those court filings are. One woman actually just learned this week, one woman sued Chick-fil-A for being forcefully fired so that she could, in her boss's words, and this is from the court document, become a stay-home mom. He wanted her to be a stay-home mom. So according to the court documents, he fired her And he also told other people in the restaurant that he fired her so that she could be a stay-home mom. It wasn't something that apparently she had wanted to do, and she's now suing Chick-fil-A for workplace discrimination. Chick-fil-A is a huge, huge, huge company. They do something like $4.5 billion in sales annually. They have 1,600 restaurants. Of course these things are going to happen. The question is, does it happen because of leadership from the top, or does it happen because of poor training? That's really the question. And I think
I hate to interrupt you, but I just have to because I think response.
Well, you don't have to because you would have had a chance to speak. We try to let people finish their thoughts. We'll let you jump right in. So, David, finish your sentence, and then, Derek, please jump in.
I'll finish and say this. Does Chick-fil-A discriminate against people who work for it? I can't tell you that. People who work for Chick-fil-A are really the only ones who can answer that. The question is, what is the leadership at Chick-fil-A support? And what is it that they're doing with their money? That's the bottom line.
Derek, go ahead.
Please forgive me for just rudely interrupting.
That's all right. Go ahead, man.
Do that. But I do want to say this. I mean, that is absolutely irresponsible. And I think I'm glad he at least clarified and tried to couch it in the right perspective. You're dealing with a multi-billion-dollar organization, franchises across the country, and multiple owners, co-owner, franchisee kind of concepts. And so all of these people, all of these different things, we go back to 07, 08, or maybe a dozen cases that you could find. Well, I can guarantee you across this country, if you do a comparative analysis, I bet you they would come in far lower percentage-wise to any kind of discrimination whatsoever of any cases that have been filed. One, you always got to look at, have the cases been followed through, and is it legitimate? People can have the right, just like we're talking about public discourse and civil discourse and a conversation. People have the right to file. If they say, hey, I've been discriminated against, or hey, I don't think this is right, that's a part of the process of equal opportunity employment. And I think when you're looking at trying to make an innuendo of a correlation between the leadership of Chick-fil-A, the president, who has established this from a small little restaurant is sitting in Atlanta and just serving some chicken sandwiches, to a multi-billion-dollar organization in one family's generation, really, I think that's it. If anything, you can see that this leadership has been incredible. Well, they are, like I said, the Nordstrom of fast food industry in terms of how they service people. Have you ever been discriminated and said they didn't say my pleasure to you? Have you ever experienced a time where
right.
you hadn't?
Well, we have to round this out, and do want to get to one quick caller. And Lisa, let me let you have a say. Then we hear the caller and move on.
Me say first.
Go ahead, Lisa. Yeah.
Well, barring illegal behavior, there's room for challenging discourse in this country, and that's why we must strive for equality and fairness in civil law. All people have to have equal standing under the law, and that's why I believe that LGBT civil rights are so important to the health of this nation. I mean, we're talking about having civil discourse. That means that all people need to be treated equally under the law. There needs to be fairness and equality.
So let's go to one last caller, and then we will take a break. And Rob in Owings Mills, you're on the air.
My name is Robert. I just have one concern. If Jesus said he is Lord over all the church, so I'm tired of people confusing intolerance and trying to use the Bible to justify discrimination against other people. All sorts of people come to Fishville and support, and for you to take dollars that come from lesbian and gay and other people and use it to fund conservative organizations who are linked to white supremacist groups and who are groups that who also use funds to block the rights of people. Gay and lesbian people are number one citizens. And my conclusion is either we're all free or none of us are free.
Robert, thank you for your participation. And I want to thank all of our guests for joining us for this really lively and interesting segment. I think people are talking about it all over the place. And I want to thank the Reverend Lisa Ward, who's pastor of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
Harford County, actually.
Harford. It says Howard on my sheet. Harford County. I apologize, Lisa.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
A partner with Maryland for Marriage Equality, Reverend Derek McCoy, executive director of the Maryland Marriage Alliance. David DeBosch, founder and editor of the New Civil Rights Movement, an online publication. All of their information in terms of stuff they've been writing and their organizations will be on our website, steinershow.org, so you continue to look at it. Folks, thank you so much for taking the time with our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.